Think a minute. Ever thought how easy life would be if you didn't have to deal with people? But it would sure be empty. Even with all our problems with people, they are what make our life worth living. Think about it. Without people, we'd have no love. And what's life without love? It's so true that at the end of our life, all that really matters are the people we shared it with. So the sooner we learn how to live happily and successfully with people, the sooner we'll have a better life. But the first step in learning is to unlearn our bad habits and unhealthy ways of treating others. We need to open our mind to new, better attitudes in getting along with people. If we aren't willing to change, we can't improve our life. Fortunately, it's never too late. I've seen people 70 years old turn and learn how to better love and live with people. One of our bad habits and ways of dealing with people is playing the blame game, whether it's a husband and wife blaming each other, a brother blaming his sister, or even blaming other races and cultures for our problems. Adolf Hitler blamed the Jews for Germany's problems. The Roman Empire blamed the Christians for its failures and decline. But until we honestly face the facts and take responsibility for our wrong attitudes and ways of living, we can't change and improve our relationships and life. Another bad habit we have is judging people. We think we know what's wrong with everybody else, but we don't see what's wrong with ourselves. We put labels on people just because they're a little different than us, and so we don't have to do any real thinking or care enough to really get to know that person, even though we hate it when someone labels and judges us like that. Remember, the soft skills are the hard skills. Smashing rocks with a hammer is much easier than precisely cutting and polishing diamonds. You see, it takes a bigger heart and better mind to really understand and love people just as they are. It takes more wisdom, strength, and social skill to see people's good and bad qualities, yet still love and accept them without conditions. After all, that's what we need them to do with us. So won't you ask Jesus to start changing you, to give you a bigger and kinder heart toward other people? He'll also broaden your mind so you can start understanding and loving each person just as He does you. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.